Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. In this lesson, I'm going to teach you how to say money. Now, a lot of people don't know how to say this number here. In this lesson, I'm going to teach you, okay? So we could say this number a few different ways, all right? We could say $1.35, or we could say $1.35, or we could say $1.35, or we could say $1.35. Okay, a buck means $1. Now, these two ways here are the more official ways to say it, but these two down here are probably the more common way to say this number. Okay, now a problem is that if we say 135, it could also mean this number here, right? But in real life, it's never a problem because the context always makes it clear which one it is, right? If you're buying a coffee and the person says, that'll be $1.35, well, obviously it means $1.35. But if you're buying a pair of shoes or something and they say $1.35, then it's probably this number here, okay? Otherwise, they'd be really cheap shoes if you got them for $1.35. Okay, so how do you think you say this number here? I'm gonna tell you. You could say 1,235, or you could just say 1,235. I think this way is probably the more common way to say it, but this way is probably a little bit more official. Okay, so that's how you talk about dollars. Let's see how you talk about cents. So this number here is 1 cent, okay? It can also be written this way, 1 cent. And here we have 99 cents, okay? So here we have 807, 807. But 807 could be this number, or it could be this number. But again, the context will make it clear which one it is, okay? So let's get some practice. Let's say these numbers, okay? If you want to think about it for a little bit, then click the pause button because I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay, 295, 19 cents, 778.83, 1450, 299, 299, 29.99, 4 cents. Okay, now when you're shopping and you go to the checkout to pay for your things, she's going to say that'll be 34.08, and you can say here's 40. If you're paying with cash. Okay, then she's going to say 5.92 is your change. So any money that you get back is called change. Okay, but this is also called change. Any small money, loose coins, is called change. All right, so here we have a jar of change. So I want to show you the coins that we have here in Canada. All right, so here are all the coins we use in Canada. We have a $2 coin, it's called a toonie, and a $1 coin called a loonie, and a 25 cent coin called a quarter, and a 10 cent coin called a dime, and a 5 cent coin called a nickel, and a 1 cent coin called a penny. But a few years ago, we got rid of the penny. So now we don't have the penny anymore. Our smallest coin is a nickel. Well, actually, physically, the dime is smaller than the nickel. I don't know who thinks of this stuff, because the biggest one is the toonie, then it goes smaller, 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 but here, the 10 cent coin is actually smaller than the 5 cent coin. I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. So if you're going to pay for like a coffee or something, and the person says that'll be $1, then you don't want to have to pay with your credit card or anything. Then you would just look in your wallet and say, let me see if I have enough change. Okay, so that's change is any sort of coins, all right? So when you pay for things, there's three ways to pay. You can pay with cash, debit, or credit. If you pay with a debit, that means it's going to come right out of your bank account. But if you pay with your credit card, then you only have to pay for everything at the end of the month. Okay, and the two most popular kinds of credit cards are Visa and MasterCard. Okay, so I want to know, what's the most common way to pay for things in your country. Personally, I use my credit card for everything, and I think most other Canadians do too. I never use cash, I never use my debit card, I just put everything on my credit card. But I lived in Germany for a while, and over in Germany, most people pay with cash. I was really surprised because I pay with everything with my credit card, but over there people always carry like cash in their wallet. And I rarely carry cash in my wallet. I just pay with my credit card all the time. So it's just a different culture, right? So I want to know how people pay in your country. I'm interested to learn. So let me know in the comments right down there, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.